USA Radio News with Jeremy Scott.
President Biden spoke at a Memorial Day ceremony this morning in his home state of Delaware with a Korean War memorial as the backdrop.
Pay tribute to the women and men who braved every danger, who made the ultimate sacrifice for the country. Because as a nation, we must always remember. We must remember the price that was paid for our liberties. We must remember the debt we owe those who have paid it, the families left behind.
Biden also sending warnings to the presidents of China and Russia over human rights abuses. There's plenty of company in the friendly skies this Memorial Day weekend. The TSA reporting the highest number of travelers through the entire pandemic passing through security checkpoints this weekend. And plenty of company on the roads as well, with more than 37 million Americans expected to travel. This is USA Radio News.
If cancel culture and censorship continue at their current pace, there will be nothing left of the truth. The Epoch Times was founded to keep truth alive. We ask the questions we think you'd ask. We check facts without regard to any political agenda. No one tells us what to cover or how to cover it. We have a special trial subscription offer right now. 1 month of the Epoch Times and total access to our amazing online content for just $1. You'll find it at TrustedNewspaper.com. 1 month, $1. TrustedNewspaper.com.
The MyPillow Premium Pillow Special continues at MyPillow.com. If you go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA. You can get a standard or queen-size premium MyPillow for $29.98. That's a $40 savings. King-size, only $5 more. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175.
The state attorney general in Texas is addressing new immigration policy at the border.
Earlier this week, the Department of Homeland Security formally banned the separating of families who illegally enter into the country. In a memo to agents, Acting Commissioner of Customs and Border Protection Troy Miller officially ended the policy, with exceptions for national security issues. The move is being seen as an attempt by the Biden administration to reverse another Trump-era policy. But what will the effect of the ban be on the southern border? Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton believes things will only get worse. He tells Newsmax TV that banning family separations will only act as another incentive for human traffickers like the cartels.
This administration has created incentives for cartel to go recruit people because the cartel charges every person that comes across this border up to $8,000. Actually, the average is $8,000. Some are charged more. So they are creating an incentive for more people to come across the border. And this policy is no different. They'll just come with children now, and they'll be allowed to come in, and people will know the rules and how to get in.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan DeRocky.
USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
The FAA says there have been roughly 2,500 reports of unruly passengers on planes since the first of the year, mostly regarding the federal mask mandate. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg addressed the increase on CNN's State of the Union.
We have a set of rules in place to keep people safe, and I really hope that travelers will respect flight attendants, bus operators, workers, anybody who is simply doing their job.
The federal mask mandate remains in effect on planes, buses, and trains until September 13th. American Airlines joined Southwest in ending alcohol sales on board after a Southwest Airlines flight attendant was attacked and seriously injured last week. American told its crew members it will not offer alcohol on board until the mask mandate expires. Gavin McLeod, known for his roles on The Mary Tyler Moore Show and The Love Boat, has died. Family attributed his death to age. McLeod was 90. He also appeared on dozens of TV shows and in several movies. And the world of music has lost a Grammy Award winner.
BJ Thomas has died. Thomas hit the charts with hits like Raindrops Keep Falling on My Head, Hooked on a Feeling, and I Just Can't Help Believin', and sold millions of records in his career. He was nominated for a Best Male Pop Vocal Performance Grammy in 1970 for Raindrops Keep Falling on My Head, but it would be his later work in gospel music that would win him his five Grammys between 1977 and 1981. In March, Thomas announced he was undergoing treatment for stage 4 lung cancer. He passed away Saturday at his Arlington, Texas home. B.J. Thomas was 78. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan DeRocky.
For USA Radio News, I'm Jeremy Scott.